Good. Looking forward to it. Excited about getting out here with a lot of new players and the old players is out here. Feel like everybody got a great tempo and upbeat spirit about the camp, so I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I asked this question before. I ask it to you. I mean, this organization has been sort of used to change, but even for an organization used to change, the change over the last year has been really unprecedented. What's it like for a veteran coming in at this juncture?
Yeah, it's been like a big change going on now. You know, you see a lot of new faces around here, a lot of people that you're not used to seeing. So you just have to get used to everyone all over again. But for the most part, I think everybody likes the change that's going on. You know, we have a great weight staff here now. They're coming in there, getting us hard work. The coach staff been doing a great job. So we're just looking forward to getting out there.
What are your thoughts about the exhibition games, about how much action you want? Will you go to coach and say, hey, kind of limit it 5 to 8 carries, or is it
For me, it's whatever he decide to give me. If he want me out there 8 to 9 plays, that's fine. If he want me out there 20 plays, that's fine. Not a big deal to me. It's playing football. I enjoy doing it. I love to be out there playing.
You can understand from the outside, everybody looks at the preseason games. These guys like LaDainian Tomlinson would never play at all. And your value to this team is enough that people wonder, God, should he even be out there? That's nothing you concern yourself with?
That's something. Like I said, I'm not going to worry about it. If they put me out there, I'm going out there playing football, giving them my all. But like I say, if they decide not to put me out there, then that's totally up to them.
Last season started, how important is it to you to put that 16-game season together and really take this team to the next level?
For me, I just want to come out there and pick up where I left off at. The type of injury that I had is something that set me down for a long time, but a lot of people may think it's hard to bounce back and get back in the flow of things, but for me, once I'm out there on the field, I feel like I'm at home, so I just get out there and try to pick up where I left off.
It looks like you had injury stuff every year, but it looks like none of it's ever connected and all of it's kind of weird stuff. I mean, is it kind of the thing that you just think, God, I'm unlucky, or, how do you...
It's one of those things. It happens in football, man. I can't say I'm unlucky about it, because I'm a very blessed person to even be playing in this league, so... for me, I just go out there and take it one day at a time. I can't control injuries. If I get hurt, I'm going to get hurt going hard. So it's something I can't control, and I'm not going to go out there and play not to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten mad when you hear people say injury prone, or they kind of question if you can play a full season? Do you ever get bother you?
Yeah, you hear it all the time, but like I say, it's something I can't do anything about. It's not like I'm going out there and just falling over, getting hurt. I'm out there playing and going hard, so I can live with that if I get hurt that way.
How explosive can this offense be?
I think we have a very explosive offense. I think with Carson being out here and having an offseason on his belt with these receivers, it's going to be a great deal for us.
You got a good feel for the new offense from the OTAs and mini camps,
I feel like I got a pretty good feel for it, because I played in my rookie year when Coach Knapp was here and he was our OC. So I played for him then, and I feel like it's pretty much the same thing. You're going out there reading holes and hitting them.
Tyvon was talking about how much the ship is tightened up in terms of signing in for
meals.
and a very disciplined kind of regimented thing. Do you see that as kind of spilling over when it comes to penalties and all these things that have kind of affected this team in the past, that just the general tightening from every direction will help change that kind of stuff?
I think it will. Just knowing where to be and where to be at the right time, being their own time, that's one main thing for us. And I feel like by tightening a lot of things down, it's going to help the guys, and it's going to translate over into the field and the playing fields.
Hey, Raiders fans talk all the time about the bugaboo of this team for, over a decade now, before you even got here, penalties. Always leading the league in penalties, and every year everybody says very earnestly, we want to really change that. Coach talked about some things he was doing to try to change it, but he also said it's got to come from the players, man. So why do you think it's going to be different this year?
It's got to come from within yourself. You can't have anybody go out there and change. You got to change yourself. So just guys being more mentally prepared and just going out there and knowing what to do. I feel like if you know what to do and knowing your job, you're not going to be as hesitant as tempted to jump off sides or something.
In the past, if guys, just without the coaches saying anything, have guys been eager or not? Have they been willing to jump on other guys when they jump offside or have a false start? And to what degree is that going to be different this year, more so or less so?
Well, in my few years I'm here, I've heard a little bit from guys jumping on guys from making penalties or stupid mistakes, but I don't feel like you've heard a lot as some teams, like you hear from different teams that they have guys that are really jumped down your throat, but I don't think we really have anyone that's done that.
Your training stays consistent throughout the year. What do you want to get out of this training camp?
Just coming out here and working hard and getting in the groove with all the fellas. Just getting everybody on the same page and just getting us ready for the season.
You seem to have, it seems like every year here you've had a pretty spectacular training camp. And it's almost as if Do you actually enjoy training camp? I mean, it looks like you're enjoying yourself out there. It looks like you're having fun. I mean, a lot of guys talk about the grind of training camp, but you don't. You seem to. Are you talking yourself into it, or do you really?
Nah, for me, I just love being out there playing football, period, whether it's training camp or regular camp or whatever it is. You know, it'll be those days when you don't feel like it or you want to be like, I have to push myself through. But for the most part, it's a joy to be out there and just being around everybody.
How are you going to be using this offense this year? Same as you were last year or like a couple of years ago where you got the opportunity to be lined about wide for the mismatch and all that? Are you looking forward to doing that more?
Well, for me, it's just whatever they decide to put me where. They want to stick me in the backfield and just keep me back there running the ball, or they want to spread me out wide and let me get some catches. I'm good whatever they decide.
Hey, listen, how fractured was this team last year when Jason Campbell went down and the decision was made to replace him with Carson? And going fast forwarding to now, how much more in tune, in step behind Carson are you guys now that you've had some time to spend time with him?
I feel like just by Carson being here now and just getting the offseason on his belt, like I say, he was just coming from home. You know, he wasn't out doing much football. So I feel like by him being here and just getting a lot of football on his belt, he's getting his timing down and getting molded with the receivers.
What about Carson has surprised you since he came in last year? Anything you didn't expect or kind of caught you off guard with him?
No, seeing Carson come in, I knew he was going to be a great quarterback, and I've seen him play several times, so it wasn't a big deal. It's just a matter of him just getting back into the groove of things, I think.